For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you so much for joining me on A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. Happy Thursday morning and happy Thanksgiving. Glory to God. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone out there. I just picture, you know, everyone's hustling and bustling, getting those dinners on. I will actually be out of town at the time of this broadcast, by His grace, and having some Thanksgiving with my family out of the Lafayette area. And I'm looking greatly forward to it. I hope you're looking forward to your Thanksgiving time. I hope you wake up every day and you're truly thankful in your heart. I hope you're taking time, as we've been going over these broadcasts, to reflect upon everything we're talking about. And God's good, brothers and sisters. He's good. And He loves you. Do you know God loves you? You're listening to my voice, and maybe at your kitchen sink, and you're just like, you know, I don't know, man. I understand life. Maybe just some things have hit you, and you're thinking, great. And it's Thanksgiving, and, you know, fill in the blank. But can I make you stop for a moment and listen to this truth? God loves you. Can I say this? God sees you. Can I say this? God hears you. He does. And He cares. And how do you know that today you're not going to get that breakthrough, that terrific answer to your prayer? How do you know? You don't. But you can believe and have faith that it could be today. And have the Holy Ghost on the inside of you keep you sustained by His grace. Amen. Oh, I love God. I know you do too. Hey, we've been going over this prayer from Hezekiah. It's been just really important, and so much so that, you know, God stopped my radio shows, meaning a direction I was about to take, and He had this, wanted me to have this on the air for you. So we've been talking about Hezekiah out of Isaiah 37 and 38, and the way he prayed when some crises were hitting his life. I'll do a whole review tomorrow for our Friday segment of Ask Anna. But we were finishing up point number 4 yesterday. And as Hezekiah asks for deliverance, the question comes, is deliverance always an end in itself? Is, yay, I got my answer. Now that's it? Great, thank you, God, and you move on? No. Please no. Please no. Oh my goodness, please. You know, Jesus said in the Gospels, I'll give you the answer speedily. But is that really only the issue? No, it's when He comes to the earth, will He find faith? Will He find trust? Will He find people still looking for Him? Or is it just, yeah, give me my answer. Thank you. Thank you very much. And you go living your own life. No, the kingdom's at stake, my brothers and sisters. We do anything we do for the glory of God. So I wanted to make sure and get that in there. So quickly, 4 things Hezekiah did that gave his prayer effectiveness, that caused his prayer to be based on trust and not fear, that made his prayers be centered on the character of God and not just his needs. Number 1, you'll see it in Isaiah 37. He opened with shifting the center of his focus on God's character rather than just his problems. Number 2, because of God's character, we can have complete confidence. And Hezekiah did. You'll hear it in his prayer. Number 3, he prayed honestly. He didn't deny the problem, but I'll tell you what he did. He kept declaring the faith of God. Read that prayer now in Isaiah 37. And number 4, he then asked God for deliverance. And the good news is God answered. Boy, did He answer. It's fascinating. Read it. Please read your Bible. Isaiah chapter 37. Hey, I hope you're going to my website to register for our Christmas lunch, and it's coming fast. December the 7th, and we will be helping to clothe the poor's hands and their feet on November the 30th, and we're feeding them jambalaya. We're partnering with Victory Fellowship Church, and you can go to my website and get all those details. We're very excited about that. It's a privilege. It's a privilege and an honor to be Jesus' hands and feet, isn't it? God bless you. Love you guys. Have a great, blessed Thanksgiving Day. Talk to you tomorrow by His grace. Amen.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.